The state plant board says Arkansas soybean farmers who rely on a controversial chemical called dicamba to kill weeds must stop using it during growing season next year. That's because it's allegedly been drifting from neighboring farms and killing crops, like Karen Hawkins. She's a farmer from Mississippi County.
And I believe that other farmers' rights stop immediately. And I mean immediately, when you start causing harm and damage to anyone else in the area.
Dicamba spray is made by Monsanto. At a public hearing this week where the plant board finalized a dicamba ban, Hawkins said that farmers shouldn't be scared into buying Monsanto products to avoid crop damage. The use of dicamba has divided farming communities this year. Farmers like Jonathan Driver, who've bought Monsanto beans and used the dicamba spray to kill powerful weeds like pigweed, say the ban means lost income.
Economically, it ruins our quality. We lose quality. Our foreign buyers are not willing to buy.
State Plant Board spokesperson Adrian Barnes says of the 30,000 public comments it got, 9 out of 10 supported the ban.
It is true that the plant board has looked at exhaustive research. They've taken an exhaustive and thorough look at opinions.
The drift seems to have harmed all sorts of plants, vegetables, and even bees in the state. But Monsanto Vice President Scott Partridge says farmers need such a tool because weeds have grown resistant to regular weed killers.
This is the most modern technology that's available to help farmers farm produce more in a more sustainable fashion.
He says with better training, farmers could learn to spray dicamba without the chemicals drifting to neighbors whose crops aren't resistant. The state plant board wasn't convinced. The ban, which lasts between April and October of next year, still has to be approved by the legislature. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.